Kansas City, their own 37, Gunderson and Smith.
Charles trying to bounce it outside, gets across the 40, breaks free, inside the 10, 5,
touchdown!
Rivers being chased, he's going to be obliterated! Justin Houston with the
So the Chiefs come off that loss in San Francisco, and they enter the bye week 2-3, and then they go into San Diego to play a 5-1 Chargers team. Phillip Rivers is playing out of his mind, MVP candidate, and Jamel Fleming steps up a corner for the Chiefs.
Yeah, coming into that game, Jamel Fleming, who'd only been with the team for about 5 weeks, he was signed off the Ravens practice squad when Jeff Allen went to injured reserve. And before this game in San Diego, Fleming had only played 7 snaps for the Chiefs, and all of those had been on special teams. And the spotlight was going to be on him. You knew Rivers was going to attack him being the new guy out there, and there was a huge challenge for Fleming in that game.
Along with the big challenge, there was a historical opportunity for the Chiefs and Jamaal Charles that day as well.
I think most Chiefs fans knew Jamaal Charles this season was going to become the all-time leading rusher at some point. And going into that game in San Diego, he needed just 53 yards. Doesn't seem like a lot for Jamaal, but the San Diego defense had played well. It was one of the reasons they were 5-1 going into that game, and you knew how tough Jamaal Charles was, and it was going to take another fantastic performance from him to get that record. But there was a lot riding on it for the Chiefs and Jamaal individually.
So a tremendous chance for Charles and a huge opportunity for Jamaal Fleming.
Second offensive possession for Phillip Rivers and the Chargers. Rivers throws near side. It's caught. Keenan Allen.
Rivers looks to the near side going against Fleming. Catch made by Keenan Allen.
They are going to go after him until he stops them.
Rivers slings it out. Middle is caught. First down to Royal. As the Chargers get another first down.
Out of the shotgun, Rivers looking left, retreats, fires for the end zone, overthrows his intended receiver. There's flags thrown in the end zone. And they're going to call a penalty here, maybe on Fleming of Kansas City, getting that first start in 2 years at left corner.
You're going to see Fleming right here.
See, but he hooked him with the right hand.
And now a DPI on Kansas City is San Diego. First down and goal to go at the 1 yard line.
It wasn't a surprise to see Rivers target Fleming early. The young corner was simply inexperienced, and Rivers threw his direction on 5 of his 10 first quarter throws. Down 7 early, the Chiefs needed a response.
Charles, yet to get unleashed, is at the running back position. Alex Smith in the shotgun. Comes on a sweep near side to Charles at the 35, at the 40, and Charles, a gain of 9 yards from his own 34 to the 43.
Charles, long set back, they give it to him right up the gut. Across the 45, Charles taking on tacklers.
3 receivers in a triangle to the right, they run a zone. Replay it, goes handoff to Charles, and he's into San Diego territory. So Andy Reid has said, let's just rev up the Jamaal engine here a couple times.
The Chiefs handed off to Charles on 4 or 5 plays to start the ensuing drive, reaching the Chargers' 20-yard line as the first quarter came to a close. But as they got closer and closer to the San Diego end zone, their star halfback was nearing a milestone of his own. With his 37 yards rushing on the day, he was just 15 yards shy of the Chiefs' all-time rushing yards mark.
Charles is to the left of Alex Smith, who's in the shotgun, tight right. Charles, sweep right, gets a block on the edge. Now cuts it back inside the 15, inside the 10, yes. Cuts it back to the middle, 5, reaching out, hit in the end zone, helicopters across the goal line, touchdown, Kansas City, and that 16-yard run by Charles now makes him the all-time leading rusher in Kansas City Chiefs football history.
And you see what he's capable of doing when he gets by the line of scrimmage. You know, you can't teach people to run like that. You just have to have that instinct.
Holmes, Johnson, Marcus Allen, McClinton, Podolak. Jamaal Charles is now at the head of the class. He is the all-time leading rusher in Chiefs history. And the Chiefs tie the game on the run. It's 7-7. 14:51 left first half.
He does play after play. I mean, if he makes things happen. A lot of times there wasn't necessarily something there for him. But he found something there and made some nice plays.
You know what I'm saying? I wanted it. It was a will of me getting the end zone. It wasn't nothing that was going to stop me to get in the end zone. And I just thank my teammates for helping me get to that goal today. Thank to the coaches. Thank the organization. And I thank the man above because he gave me the blessing to go out there and do my job today.
Hey, hit that quarterback. Here we go. Let's go, fellas.
7-7, 14:43 remaining in the first half. Phillip Rivers with that powerful offense. has got Oliver to his left.
Rivers from the gun, second and six, sacked. Justin Houston, the devastating linebacker.
It is a loss for the Chargers back to their own 14-yard line.
The Chiefs' defensive pressure suffocated the Chargers' offense for much of the second quarter.
Rivers from his own 20 to throw.
He's hit for behind. They're going to roll it a fumble. It's loose.
And with just over a minute to go in the half, the Chiefs had the ball at midfield, threatening to blow the game wide open.
Now Kansas City, third and six from their own 49, leading 10 to 7. Blitz, slant, cut, oh, drop by Hemingway, wide open on a slant at his belt, and he drops the ball, and the Chiefs go three and out and leave 102 on the clock for San Diego.
It can be shocking how quickly a game can change in the NFL. The dropped pass likely took points off the board for the Chiefs, but it also awarded possession to one of the game's most dangerous quarterbacks, with 53 seconds remaining in the half.
One time out left, Rivers has time, throws it deep, near side, they get Gates out of bounds, clock stops again, 27 yards.
Rivers is in the shotgun, hands out, takes the snap, Chiefs rush Rivers, he fires over the middle of the field, it's tipped and caught, touchdown San Diego, off a tip pass. Gates makes the catch. Parker tried to make a play, tipped the pass, and then Gates caught it.
There is no quarterback tight end duo that's connected for more touchdowns than Gates and Rivers. And that chemistry paid off here. The Chargers ran four verticals, with Gates running up the seam. The Chiefs had an extra safety over the top to protect the middle of the field, but Rivers looked him off before making his throw. Ron Parker's coverage was good, allowing him to get his hand on the ball. But Rivers' throw was perfect.
Man, I got a hand on it. It's one of them plays where, I mean, ain't nothing I can do. I did my job, get a hand on it. The ball just stayed up in the air, and he just was able to bobble it and catch it.
Coming up on Chiefs Replay.
Sherman makes the catch, breaks a tackle. He's inside the 10. Sherman wiggles inside the 5. The sausage finds the end zone. Sausage breaks 3 tackles. Touchdown, Kansas City.
Chiefs Replay is brought to you by Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle. The University of Kansas Hospital, the official healthcare provider of the Chiefs, and the athlete in you. And by Prime Sport, get your tickets to the Chiefs tailgate party, presented by Bud Light, at primesport.com/Chiefs.
Anthony Thomas brings it out from the goal line, angling to the right side, gets to the 15, is corralled and gets shut down. Going laterally, and the Chargers stayed right.
Despite a strong first half performance, the Chiefs found themselves down by 4 as the second half got underway in San Diego. The improbable last-minute drive to end the first half had swung the momentum squarely in the Chargers' favor. And the Chiefs' O badly needed a drive.
Alex Smith in the first half, just 4 of 7 for 53 yards, 26 of those were on a pass to Bo. And he's got first and 10 at his own 15-yard line. The weak side lead goes to Charles. Cuts across up to the 21-yard line.
Charles on second and 4. First down and more across the 30.
They want to run a slant pattern that is caught by A.J. Jenkins. Adjusting his body. Back to throw. That's swing pass goes to Charles. That was Fasano with a block. Charles, 30-yard line. He's up to the 25-yard line. Swing pass to Anthony Thomas trying to get to the outside and tries to stay on his feet. A first down at the Charger 42-yard line.
And the rookie finding the first down marker, moving the chains for Kansas City.
But watch this block. Pancake right there. See, now it goes outside. That's where yards are to be had for a first down.
The Chiefs control the ball for nearly 14 minutes in the third quarter.
But right now, look at the time of possession. Kansas City Chiefs just dominating in that area.
The Chargers have had 3 snaps in the third quarter.
But as time wound down, they had only 3 points to show for it. Still down by 1, the Chiefs needed someone to make a play.
Alex Smith takes the shotgun snap, wants a screen, but it's covered up as Sherman makes the catch, breaks a tackle, he's inside the 10, Sherman wiggles inside the 5, the sausage finds the end zone, sausage breaks 3 tackles, touchdown Kansas City.
It's just a fullback screen, look, he comes out, they're going to have him around the way, right there, look like they had him, he was able to slip away. He just gets out of there and he's able to score.
Sometimes the best defense against Phillip Rivers is keeping him on the sideline. And we were able to do that for the most part. The offensive line, I thought, did a nice job when they had to really get after it, did that, and stepped up their game.
We got a bunch of running backs, obviously starting with Jamal. I mean, he sets the tone. Those guys run hard to make, you know, put us in good third downs. We're in good third downs. We convert more often than not. You know, I think it's one of our strengths right now.
Let's go do what we do. Hey, three and out. Let's get another one.
After a dominating third quarter, the Chiefs once again had the lead. But it seemed certain the Chargers would find a way to respond.
Oliver, second and short, handoff to the near side, off tackle, he's got a first down.
Rivers completes, favorable spot, first down Chargers.
Oliver goes behind right guard, stays on his feet, breaks off the head, he's inside the 25 and down to the 23-yard line.
First and 10, Oliver now 50 yards in the ground, finds an edge again, inside the 20, cuts back, making guys miss, down to the 10, and another San Diego first down.
The rookie halfback proved to be a handful all day for the Chiefs defense. But even as the Chargers ventured deep into the red zone on the back of their potent rushing attack, it seemed likely that Phillip Rivers would once again go to the air to test the newest members of the Chiefs secondary.
10th play for the Chargers here on second down and goal to go at the 6-yard line. Rivers again calls an audible.
Here, the Chargers line up with two tight ends and one receiver in a tight bunch on the far side of the formation. The two tight ends will run short routes to occupy the Chiefs linebackers, leaving cornerback Jamel Fleming one-on-one against the Chargers' 6'5", 225-pound receiver, Malcolm Floyd.
Tight bunch of receivers to his right. Rivers looks for a right-side pass and floats it over the intended receiver, Malcolm Floyd. Fleming was covering for Kansas City.
Fleming's play kept the Chargers out of the end zone on second down, but Phillip Rivers had one more shot, and he had his eyes on rookie corner Phillip Gaines.
Chiefs 20, Chargers 14, third down and goal to go.
Hey, Josh, in and out!
Here, Phillip Gaines is matched up against the Chargers' number one wide receiver, Keenan Allen, in the slot. With no deep safety in the middle of the end zone, Allen's skinny post pattern was an attractive option to Phillip Rivers. But Gaines leveraged Allen's route outside, protecting the middle of the field and batting down the ball.
Looks left, fires over the middle, ducked down by Phillip Gaines, his biggest play, the rookie swats it down. Keenan Allen was the intended receiver on a skinny post pattern at the back of the end zone, and Phillip Gaines, the third-round draft pick, plays it perfectly on his hip and knocks down the pass, and the Chiefs hold on third and goal to go at the 6.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We'll take it. We'll take it.
Deep in their own territory, the Chiefs' defense responded, holding the Chargers to a field goal, and they did it on the backs of their two youngest corners.
You know, they battled. And against a really good offense. And so it doesn't really matter who's in and who's not in. They just go, and they go like 100 miles an hour, and they practice that way. And so you've got to keep that attitude.
Coming up on Chiefs Replay.
And this would be placed down at the 38. It will be a 48-yard attempt with 26 seconds remaining in the game.
Gafford, the long snapper. Colquitt to hold. Santos from 48 yards.
Novak has hit 30 field goals in a row. Placement is down, and Novak, who has been just automatic for this team, he's got enough leg, and he's got it. The game is tied at 157 remaining on a 49-yard field goal by former Chiefs kicker Nick Novak.
Nick Novak's 48-yard field goal attempt with just over 2 minutes to play even the score at 20. And despite dominating in total yards and time of possession, the Chiefs needed to drive the length of the field to avoid overtime.
Two things here. You'd like to drive and win the game, but you sure don't want to give San Diego a chance.
Oh, no.
20-20.
Now it's up to the offensive line.
Second and 15 out of the shotgun. Four-man rush. Alex Smith sees it. Now moves, trying to stay alive. Throws it middle. Caught! Bo's got a diving catch at the 45-yard line, middle of the field.
Snap the ball.
17 yards. Smith to Bo.
Clock moving. 20-20 tie. Alex Smith's mobility keeping this alive. Four-man rush. Slant. Kelsey's got it. Breaking a tackle. Now two. He's down to the 38 of San Diego.
And Kansas City inching closer. clock continues to run.
Right now, John Pagano's defense is leaking oil.
20-20 tie, 48 seconds. Alex Smith, out pattern, caught by Kelsey, makes a man miss, darts inside, gets down to the 30-yard line.
The Chiefs down to their final timeout, and they will use it right here.
Here comes young Cairo Santos.
It had been a tumultuous 7-game start to the season for the rookie out of Tulane. After unseating established veteran Ryan Succop in training camp, Santos had missed 2 of his first 4 NFL field goal attempts, and criticism was mounting in Kansas City. With the outcome of the game resting squarely on his shoulders, the Brazilian place kicker was lining up the longest kick of his career.
And this would be placed down at the 38. It will be a 48-yard attempt with 26 seconds remaining in the game.
Can't overstate the importance of this game. Gafford, the long snapper, Colquitt to hold. Santos from 48 yards.
Placement is down. Santos, strong leg, going right to left. The kick is up, and the kick is good! He got it! Asoche, a ball! Portuguese, for it's up, and it's good. The Brazilian kicker, a right to left hook shot for 48 yards out. The Chiefs have a 23-20 lead.
How confident were you going up to it?
Pretty confident. Had a couple kicks in a row now, so that helps the confidence. And you know, I was just calm and hitting the ball well.
And how bad do you need something like this, a clutch kick, a game?
I just, from now on, you know, I'm trying to make every kick. So, and I'm just, the opportunity's come, and I just want to keep making them.
I mean, the kid won the job, and so I felt like he was going to make it. I mean, that's just he's had a great week of practice kicking this week, and he's made the opportunities that he's had here over the last couple games, and he was due for an opportunity like this, and you know, he stepped up.
Chiefs Replay is brought to you by Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle. The University of Kansas Hospital, the official healthcare provider of the Chiefs, and the athlete in you. And by Prime Sport. Get your tickets to the Chiefs tailgate party, presented by Bud Light, at primesport.com/Chiefs.
A 48-yard field goal by Santos, and the Chiefs lead 23-20.
Let's go win this!
And still 21 seconds left, and the Chargers have 2 timeouts.
Hey, good rebounds on the outside!
And the dangerous Philip Rivers will get the last shots of this game. Shotgun snap back to Rivers. Rivers will gun it to the near side. It's intercepted. Coleman's got it.
Oh, yeah. Get down. Get down. Hey. Hey. Give me that. There we go.
And Kansas City's going to come out of here with a victory.
You got to feel good for Cairo Santos. Rookie kicker, wins the job of the camp. He struggled at the beginning, and now this is his first big kick to win a ball game, and he comes through.
In week 7, we weren't that far removed from training camp, and that was probably one of the biggest storylines of training camp, is that Cairo Santos beat out Ryan Succop for that job, and a lot of Chiefs fans knew Succop. They knew he was the most accurate kicker in Chiefs franchise history, and Cairo did miss a couple of field goals. He missed one in each of his first 2 games. He was 5 of 7 going into that game at San Diego, and you know, that 48-yard game winner ended up being probably the biggest kick of the season for Cairo, and you know, that was a big moment, not just for Cairo, but for the Chiefs in general for the season.
And for Cairo to even be in that position, you gotta look at Alex Smith. Couldn't get it done in San Francisco, comes to San Diego, is able to get the Chiefs in a position for Cairo to kick that field goal. So credit goes to Alex Smith.
There was a lot of talk after that San Francisco game over whether or not Alex Smith is the quarterback that can drive you down in a 2-minute situation and put points on the board when you need to either tie a game or to win a game late. I think when you look at that drive, the play that really stands out to me was his 2nd and 15 pass to Dwayne Bowe across the middle. Alex had pressure coming off the left side. He scrambled out of the pocket, kept his eyes down the field, and delivered a pass to Dwayne Bowe, picked up the 19 yards, and then it was a consecutive passes to Travis Kelce that put them in a position for Cairo to hit that 48-yard field goal, but you wanted to see Smith find success in a 2-minute situation, because after the San Francisco game, that kind of became a storyline. Can he drive us down the field and win a game? And he proved against San Diego that he could do that.
trap.